to another episode of Verbal Mileage. We are your hosts. I am Yonit.
And I am Aliza.
And have you ever known anyone who's like, who's like really boring? And you're just like, I don't even know. And they're like, you're like, I don't know how they're married. Yes. I don't know how they have friends.
Are their kids boring?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, how are they tolerable through the world? So I went to Stern College.
For knowledge.
We got knowledge there. Yeah. And everyone had to take a speech course.
Okay. Had to?
Yeah. It was like a...
I guess maybe that was a requirement for us too, because I did take a speech course. Like, why would I have taken a speech class? Okay, go.
I certainly would not have. No, yeah. It was a requirement. Yeah. I waited till my senior year too, because I was just like, did not want to deal with it. But anyway, everyone had to take a speech class. And I remember... one of the speeches was you have to teach something.
Okay.
I did how to read.
Teaching lessons.
I know, but I did how to read guitar tablature.
Okay.
I brought in my guitar.
I remember you telling me this one, actually.
There was a girl, and I remember, because her speech, it had to be however long, it had to be like 8-9 minutes. She did how to fold napkins for a dinner table.
Okay.
And I remember every single one was like, and this is another one that your mother-in-law will really enjoy. And I just wanted to be like, who married you? Why?
It was the napkin folding.
Does your mother-in-law obsessed with origami? I was like, brother,
wait,
another
napkin? She was married already?
Yeah. Well, it's Stern.
Yeah.
But I just remember thinking,
I was a child bride. I'm like 21.
Right, correct. Yeah. But I was like, good God, how many more napkins is she going to go through?
Were they at least like fun, exciting shapes? Or no, even the napkins were boring?
Honestly, I don't, yes, even that. It wasn't like, there was no swan. It was like, you could fan it out.
You can fold it in
but
half.
I remember she just kept saying, and here's another one your mother-in-law will really enjoy. I'm like, my God. Maybe that makes sense. Maybe she's boring. Her husband is boring.
Sure her mother-in-law must be boring then.
Yeah.
I've known very boring. Yeah.
That's all.
That's it. What are you like? Before we start, I'm like, what are we talking about? Like, I just have to get these few things off my chest. That was it? That was right. Burning your chest?
That was burning my chest. Here's what I wanted to talk about today. Recently at work, and by the way, I'm going to preface this by saying this is not an insult to anybody.
Okay.
I know, and in fact, just to insult myself, I only know about my culture.
Okay.
Like, I'm literally very stupid.
I had no idea where you were.
I don't know the different sects of Christianity. Yeah, I don't know Christianity
I was
versus...
I very ignorant about
yes,
that.
Yes, I am very ignorant. I don't know versus Catholicism. Yeah. I don't know anyone. I know a lot about my own culture. Yeah. And very little about other people's.
Yes.
So I think it came up because Easter just passed.
Uh-huh.
And so I was asking them, like, oh, what they do and their traditions. And, like, people are, like, varying, you know, religious and whatever. And it devolved into, like, them asking me questions about my culture. Ugh. And this happens. It happens not infrequently, right?
Yeah. Like, this is normal because when you work in an environment.
And also, like, it's different. And people, there are not – I work – for Akron Children's, there aren't that many Jews there. Right. Certainly not Orthodox Jews.
Yeah.
So we are just very...
Actually, I remember that being one of, like, the biggest shocks to me when we had moved from, like, the New York, New Jersey area to Cincinnati working in a hospital. Like, you go into a hospital in New York, and everybody, like, there's filled with Jewish doctors and nurses. Like,
and the nurses are wearing skirts and covering their
and
hair.
Everybody, Jewish or non-Jewish, like, knows all about, like, our holidays and everything. And I remember, like, going to Cincinnati and, like... Me and Ellie were probably, like, the only two, like, from Jews in the entire hospital. Like, maybe there was two
more. That's really interesting.
Yeah, like, and so nobody, like, knew anything. And it was like, oh.
So, and people are curious.
Yeah,
and I'm totally fine with it. No one has ever said anything that's, like, you know, insulting or anything to me. But
at least not meaning to be insulting.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, and it just made me think of all the things that I've been asked as an Orthodox Jew. And also, like, how crazy we sound.
Oh, yeah.
When we're trying to.
Do you, like, cringe a little inside when they start asking you questions? Like, oh, I have to answer this and we're going to sound insane.
Right.
Like, I
well,
know
it super
insane.
Depends on what they're asking.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, just to start, the most common thing, and we've all been asked it, and it's cliche, but I've been asked it exactly like this.
Yeah.
Does kosher mean blessed by a rabbi?
Oh, yes, yes.
And, of course, the answer is no. And then it's like... But then where do you find the kosher food? And they're eating like a Chewy bar. And yes. I'm like, that's kosher.
And then you start telling
them. And then
them,
they start looking for the label.
And you're like, a lot of packaged stuff is actually kosher.
And then they're
kosher.
Like, oh, I found a K. And I'm like, but that's actually
or
not
the
kosher.
R. And you're like, no, that's definitely not. That means trademark. Right. And then it's a different symbol.
Right. But then we talk about, and then it like devolves into like, oh, and then they're like sharing a recipe. And it's like, well, I don't eat milk and meat together. Right. Why? And I'm like, well, because you can't cook a calf and its mother's milk. And like, it just.
Well, or then they're like, what if I like brought, like cooked something in my house and all the ingredients were kosher? Could you eat
like,
it?
Still no.
Still no.
Yes. Yeah. Explaining like, well, and then in my house that we have the two separate dishes. And yes.
And they're like, what did your registry look like? I'm like, yeah, it was insane.
There was a lot of dishes.
There was a lot. And then sometimes there's a third dish for part.
Right.
Yes. It always gets like very nuanced and complicated.
And in fact, sometimes it comes up because like, I like to start off my work with coffee. And then I might have a salad with meat and I'm hungry. Like, why don't you eat your salad? Because I have a fear of being fleshic, right? So just explaining.
I know.
And like some of my coworkers, again, not to me, they're actually quite curious.
Yeah.
And so like I've even gotten to a point to be like, we just do it because it's in the Torah.
Right.
Like I don't have.
But then I feel like a bad like Jew because I'm like, honestly.
No, but that is the reason.
But that is the reason. Like, we don't know the reason behind it. It's just because that's what God told us. Mm-hmm. But they're expecting us to know the reason. So then I'm like, no, we just... And they're like, oh, you just do it blindly?
Right. And by the way, for me, it gets even worse because, like, I do eat, like, dairy and vegetarian out.
Do you tell them that?
Like, yes.
Do you get it? Okay.
So I have to be like, but I...
will burn in hell.
Right. Well, I am not the example of the best Jew. Like, I can answer your questions, but yes, I will order Panera with you. So that gets really confusing.
Yeah, you're confusing everybody.
It's not my problem.
I mean, well, they're asking you the questions.
So one time I went, this is back when I didn't really eat vegetarian out.
There was a time?
Yeah. It started, I feel like, in Ithaca because we moved to Ithaca. And there was no kosher food there. And eventually we were like, whatever.
I thought it started just with Alex because...
No. Well, we met in Israel.
Right. But there's
so
plenty
much,
of not
But there's so
Israel.
Much access to kosher. No. It definitely started... once we were married and we moved to like an area just devoid of like anything kosher. And
right.
I was like, something's got to give.
Okay.
But I was being interviewed at a place I didn't end up taking the job. But they took me to a restaurant. And, like, I could see this is what they did. They're like, oh, we'll meet you for, you know, like, whatever. And they obviously were on their lunch break. They were going to order lunch. So it's really awkward when I'm like, oh, you know, I'm just going to order, like, a Diet Coke. Thank you so much. Like, I'm kosher. And I remember he turned to the waiter and he's like, do you have any kosher here? And I was like, no.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, the answer is just no.
Right.
And like, this is Ithaca. And the waiter is looking like, kosher?
Yeah.
I can check with the chef. Like, you know. And I was just like, well, we've gotten off to an awkward start. Thanks.
I was actually surprised when we went to Disney World.
Yeah.
I had brought like the tradition soups to have like for dinner in the park. And like Disney has this new rule because we've gone before and it wasn't a rule, but they don't give out hot water.
Okay.
I guess for,
someone
like,
probably
safety,
got burned.
Liability, whatever issues. Yeah. And I went up to one of the Disney people in the restaurant and I was like, but we're kosher and like I need the water for our dinner. And she was like, oh, you're kosher? Then for sure we can do it. Okay.
Mm.
But there are some designated restaurants in Disney that
but
this
maybe
was a random
just
place.
Like a knowing person.
She must have been.
Yeah.
And she was like, don't tell anyone. I'm not even going to ask my manager. I'm making an exception.
You'd
on my
think
own to
Disney
to you.
Would have like a kosher section.
Well, there are some restaurants in Disney you can go and like get like the prepackaged kosher food, but they're gross and they're expensive.
Okay. It's like airplane food.
Yeah, it's like airplane food. So I just brought with me. I didn't know that it would be hard to get whatever, hot water. But she like knew. She's like, oh, kosher. And I like was not expecting that. I was actually debating. Sometimes I'll do the whole allergy thing.
Right.
I always pull the allergy card.
Right.
Instead, because I'm like, oh, I just need to see that for allergies. I need to see the label or whatever.
That's funny because that comes up like Alex and I will sometimes we'll do all inclusives. And again, We will eat like kosher fish. Mm-hmm. Again, we're playing it fast and loose, people. Like, I'm sorry.
You don't need to explain yourself to anyone.
That's what we do. Okay. So we'll eat like kosher fish and then we'll eat vegetarian, right? So
you're burning in hell whether you explain it or not.
See,
I'm joking. Keep going.
Because God just didn't want us to cook it in its mother's milk. And as far as I know, I've never done that. So
keep going.
Anyway, so they always ask if there's any food allergies. And I will say we are strictly vegetarian.
Okay.
And we do not eat shellfish. But then I'll like order fish and they're always like a little bit confused. And then I'm like, we're kind of kosher. Like, yeah. And I feel like it's not the first time they've heard it. They're like, all right, we got you.
But I've gotten, besides, I mean, kosher is always the big one, but I've gotten like a bunch of like questions about like Judaism. Well, I also used, okay, so I used to cover my hair.
Correct.
Right. I used to wear a wig all the time. And I would do the like, you pull it over, mm-hmm. you know, like you take some hair from mm-hmm. the front and you pull it over. And I have to say, most of the time it looked pretty good. Mm-hmm. But I was always
But by the way, anyone who knows Jews knew that that was a
right.
wig.
But in Cincinnati, nobody
right.
knew.
People like, don't know.
But I was always self-conscious about it. And like, I wore my hair the exact same way
every single day.
Right.
Never up in a pony.
Correct. Never
in a bun.
Never.
Never a hair out of place.
Nope. It was always perfect and like right. hairsprayed and
That's
exactly
so nice,
the same.
Though. Don't you miss
that
a little bit?
So there were days that I do miss that. I would wake up and I'm like, ugh, my hair is gross. And then I just put on this beautiful, long, like, luscious yeah. like... Like, no blondes. Most blondes do not have hair that, like, thick right, and luscious right. and beautiful and perfect.
Right.
Like, usually it's, like, thin and whatever.
Is that true of blonde hair? I didn't know that.
I don't know.
Barbie seems like she has pretty luscious hair.
Barbie. We can't compare ourselves to Barbie.
Is Barbie, like, all blondes or, like, goddamn Barbie, she ruined it.
Fuck Barbie. Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever. Barbie has wobbly knees and she's falling over. It's
fine. Yeah. Wobbly knee, bitch.
Anywho, so I was always very self-conscious, even though, like, I'm sure, so none of them knew, but I had gotten, like, very close with, like, a couple of my Cincinnati mm-hmm. coworkers, and, like, the two that I shared an office with, and I was like, you know what, Ellie, I'm just going to tell them, because I bet you they know, I feel like they can know.
Did you ever want to be in the office and be like, guys, can I just take my hair off?
Okay, well, yeah, and, like, I would, like, also itch, and, like, my whole right. head would move.
Right.
You know, like, it's like, right. it just happened. I'm like, they know. And Ellie's like, don't say anything. They don't know. And I'm like, no, they for sure know. And they're just like
they
waiting.
They think you have cancer or something.
I don't,
or
I'm
alopecia.
Like, they're waiting for me to say something. So right. I'm just going to do it. So one day I was like, guys, I have to tell you something. I like made this whole stupid
right.
production out of it. And they're like, what? You wear a wig? And it made it 100 times worse. And I should not have said anything.
That's funny.
And then they asked me 1,000 questions.
Right.
And then I think. Did they even try? Maybe one of them tried on my wig.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Yeah, and it, but honestly,
I've worn your wig.
Alex has worn my
That's
wig.
True. You look better in it than all of us.
And but they were like super cool and nice about it, and like,
well, why wouldn't they be yeah. cool about it? But it is funny because that's
a
has,
crazy thing. They're like, oh, what? Like, why?
That has definitely come up around like non-Jewish
yeah.
people. Probably not here, but I'm trying to think in Long Island or somewhere where they're like, oh, she has gorgeous hair, and I was like, guys, that's a wig.
I know.
And they're like, what?
Well, that was also the thing. I always felt like
I was like, I'm like naming people off. This person, this person, this person.
Yes.
All wigs. And they're like, you could just see their brains exploding.
They used to always compliment me on my hair and I would feel like a cheat, which it was a cheat.
You are a cheat.
I know. And so then I had to tell them. I didn't have to, but I like felt like I did. And they were like blown away. They could not believe. And they're like, but isn't that weird? Because your wig is kind of nicer than your real hair. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
That's the question we all ask.
It's the hair coming out of your head. That's the problem. So if your wig is nicer, it's okay.
Right. You can look nice.
I know. I do miss it sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I've always wanted, I mean, like, I want to go blonde. Like, real blonde. Like,
real
platinum.
Really?
You know, I looked into this and I couldn't do it because.
Why?
Because.
Don't go platinum. I can't.
Well, no. It was explained to me that because I have dark brown hair. In order to strip it of its color light enough to go platinum, it would, like, utterly kill my hair.
Oh.
And because the roots would grow in brown, like, I would literally have to go, like, every 2 weeks.
Yeah. No,
right. No, that's why I decided not to.
Yeah. I would like to go darker.
Darker? Like red.
Yeah.
You should go red.
I think I could do red. People call me a redhead.
Yeah. Black
Actually,
red all the
today
time.
In Nordstrom Rack, some, like, random, like, older woman, like, comes up to me and starts talking, like, oh, I really like that. That will look really cute on you. Like, literally.
Oh, really?
Just, and I, like, look at her, I'm like, oh, thanks. And she goes, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I thought you were my daughter.
That is so funny.
And I'm like, oh. Okay, she goes, oh, I'm so sorry. And then her daughter walks over, and she goes, see, you're both redheads. And I was like, I'm not a redhead.
Yeah, you have called yourself blonde before, and I let you get away with it, but I don't know that
I
this
know,
is
she
blonde.
Just randomly,
I feel like you're more red than blonde.
I don't think think so. People say
you're
that.
Like a strawberry.
Well,
blonde.
Covering my hair like killed it for like I used to be like a bright blonde, and then you've it been didn't out of the see sun? The light of day for
yeah. But
10
by
years.
Now that should have reversed. Well, I mean, the hair that's on top of your head
well,
is
now
new.
I'm just getting old, Yoni.
All right,
I'm just old.
So, and actually, so when I was in residency, there was one, he was Chinese, but there was one attending who was like very interested in Jewish culture for some reason. Okay. So he would like ask me about all of my holidays and he would know, he'd be like, ah, and the holiday of Shavuot is coming up for you.
What? No, he knows Shavuot.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So he was very...
You know, what's funny. And then when like, I remember like before I would take off for Shavuot and I would like tell them and like, oh, what's that one about?
Right.
And I was like, oh, well, that's actually a big one. That's when we got the Torah. And they're like, wait a minute. Why is that not like your biggest one then? I'm like, I don't know.
Because we have to repent and be upset when we have our big ones.
It's the best one.
We either have
dairy.
To eat outside, eat chametz.
I know.
Or non-chametz, eat matzah, or be fasting.
Well, we're going to get to Pesach, right? On this one?
Not on this one, I don't think. Okay. We'll see.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, I have another Jew.
Yeah, I have a ton.
Oh, fine. Oh, go.
No, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to say, one of the craziest questions I ever got, and I was literally like 16.
Oh.
I was working at Delia's. Does anyone, do you remember
I do remember Delia's.
I was my favorite.
But store. I always got the catalog. I don't think we had a brick and mortar Delia's.
Yeah, so we had like a storefront. It was the funnest store. It was such a fun summer. I got great clothing. And I remember it was like one late night, me and like the manager were like closing.
What was his name? Brick.
Her name was Dara.
Obviously.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Dara, who worked at Delia's.
Yes.
And I was like only 16 years old.
Okay.
And she was like, Alyssa.
Can I guess before it comes out?
What?
Do Jews have sex through
your yes! 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 Yes!
I could tell by the way you were leading up to it.
Yeah, that was what she asked me. And like looking back, I'm like, that's like highly inappropriate for her to ask like,
right.
a 16 year old.
But why do people think that?
I don't know. Like, where did that rumor even
Who
start?
Who is having sex through a sheet?
And I wanted to be like, well, I've never had sex. Right. I'm only 16. But no.
Right.
But no. And she was like, really? Because I heard they cut a hole. And I'm like, why would you even think that?
But you know what?
Thing?
I remember hearing that too.
Yeah, I know.
Well, okay. When I was in college, I did a really short trip, again with YU, with Habitat for Humanity.
Hmm.
And we went to Macon, Georgia.
Okay. Macon, Georgia?
It's Macon, Georgia.
Okay.
Actually, no, wait. It was near Macon. Macon is the bigger city. I'm trying to remember the name. It was called Eastman, Georgia or something
okay.
like that. Like literally a town with a bowling alley and a Walmart and that's it, right? Like tiny ass town. We were asked if we had horns. Like genuinely.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who asked you that?
Like the people there. The workers.
They're like, can we see your horns?
They'd never met non-Jewish people before, or they've never met Jewish people before.
That's crazy.
And we were a religious group. And they were genuinely curious about the horns. And we were like, no.
Wait, do people still think that? Wait, how many years ago was this already?
Well, I was in college.
Right.
So it wasn't like, 1927.
I know. It was like, but it
wasn't
was
1785.
But it was still before, like, social media became, like, a big thing.
I guess.
It was. You're old, Yoni. It was 20 years ago.
Well, Facebook had just started.
Right, just started.
It was the dawn of Facebook, and it was only open to college kids.
Oh, look how cool you are.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. I couldn't have Facebook.
No, you couldn't because you were a child. All right. Anyway, but no.
But do people really think that still? I feel like not.
I remember that being like in question. And then they had a lot of questions for us, which was fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, wow. No, but it's just interesting that like there are things that people that are like in the zeitgeist in certain areas of the world.
Yeah.
Even in America. And people genuinely are not sure.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Horns is crazier than sex through a sheet.
Yeah.
That's
I'd agree.
That's
why would we have horns?
Yeah.
Why? Why would that be true?
And where would we keep them?
Underneath our hairs. Underneath our wigs.
Legs.
Yes.
Right. And our yarmulkes. I think that's why. They think that. Right?
And then, maybe. I think that's part of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So, I have more lists.
Yeah.
So another coworker of mine, again, who knew a little something of something, asked me this year. Then there were other people around. And he was like, did you build the hut? And this was shortly before Sukkot.
So, because it's a crazy one to explain.
I know. And I was like, no, but I will. And then people around me were like, you're going to what in the who now? And I had to like show pictures.
And we're going
to
shake a branch
yes.
and a lemon.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
Yes, it's
when
so
you start
crazy.
Explaining it and then it's like, well, some people sleep outside in their hut, but I'm probably not going to sleep outside
in my hut.
That's
crazy.
Yes. Exactly.
Right.
Or, okay. Even more so. Well, or even.
Sukkot is a crazy one.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I remember him being like, did you sleep in your hut? And I'm like, oh, now I have an audience and I have to explain why that's an okay question to ask.
I remember there was one Sukkot. I think it was like when Jared Kushner and Ivanka, when Trump was president. And, like, they were walking around, or maybe it was before, I don't know, whatever, and they were walking around, like, the city, and Jared was holding a lulav. It was, like, during Sukkot, and it was, like, in, like, People magazine. And it was,
oh, really?
Like,
that he was holding a lulav?
No, but it's in the same lulav. Did it look like a gun? It said flowers, like, and Ivanka and Jared Kushner and holding bouquet of flowers or something like that. I'm like, that's a lulav.
That's funny. Yeah. It's funny because you carry it in, like, a case. It probably looked like a gun, seriously.
Maybe. I know. Or a sword. It's, like, a long case. Yeah,
it's the longest flowers ever.
So this is a crazy one.
I mean, they're all crazy.
They're all nuts.
I was recently trying to explain about Pesach because that's the holiday coming up. And it's like, they're like, oh, and you're spring cleaning. And I'm like, it's not spring cleaning because, in fact, it's not that your house needs to be clean. It's that it can't contain crumbs. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm Everything just like, is still a mess.
I'm like, you can keep your piles, but you got to get the Cheerio out from the cushion. Right.
Exactly.
I know. They're like, uh-huh. And I'm like, and during that time, we can only eat, you know, whatever. And they're just, like, looking at me like I'm crazy. And then I was explaining Pesach programs.
Oh, man. Why'd you even go? That's your own fault to even go there.
Well, they were asking, like, about my family, whatever. And my brother goes on a Pesach program.
Lucky.
And I was just explaining. And it's, like, super expensive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that.
We need a Pesach.
Obviously. So yeah. I just touched on that because they were asking me about it. Okay. And then, honestly, Shabbat.
Yeah.
Shabbat is huge.
It's huge.
And by the way, it makes us sound insane.
Yeah.
On Shabbat, I don't drive. I don't use electricity.
So you don't turn on enough lights. Right. You just live in the dark. That's like, the question I'm
I know. I love the live the in the dark. No, yeah. We just leave the light
right.
on.
Right. Like, but then how do you sleep? I'm like, well, we don't need every light yeah. on. We well, you are could selected. Have a
Shabbat. I explained the Shabbat lamp yeah. concept.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did? Yeah. I never got that far with them. I was just like, we leave some lights on and some lights off. And,
well, it's urgent care. Sometimes there's a lot of downtime.
That's where you watch all your shows.
My shows. Yeah, It's when I do art projects.
Oh, yeah. You made those cute solar eclipse plates.
Yes.
Right?
Made solar eclipse.
Gigi was wearing them. She loved it.
Only Ed and Morris heard. The boys wouldn't wear them.
Right. Well, Gigi wore it.
All right, good. Yeah. I'm glad it got some use.
They're all crazy.
Because even I feel bad, people will like text me on Saturday right. and I don't get that back to them until Saturday night or if I fall asleep early, even Sunday morning, and then I feel like an asshole.
But it's Shabbat.
I know. And I'm like, and I don't use my phone.
Yeah.
I know.
And then a lot of times I do, like, after explaining it, I get people being like, oh, well, actually, that sounds really nice. And
I'm right. Like, actually, really I nice. Did have a non-Jewish friend in med school. The reason I have to say that is I went to school in Israel, so she was actually she was the only non-Jewish person in our class.
Okay.
But she did say, like, in terms of, like, all the stuff that we kind of practiced, because she, at that time, wasn't practicing any sort of religion, that she liked that, like, on Friday night, no matter what, like, the family unit got together and ate together.
Yeah.
Though in my case, that's not always true, because I work on Friday nights. But, like, that whole concept of, like, it's sort of reinforced that at least on, even if you're crazy busy, at least on these, you know, Friday night and Saturday, the family's going to get
Did
together.
Did you ever have, so we actually in Cincinnati, I had invited the co-workers that I became very close with, and Ellie invited some of his co-residents.
Yeah, and we did that in Ithaca too.
And actually we've done it here. Ellie had one of his co-workers for Friday night dinner.
Yeah.
And
well,
it's always
how we
Friday
met my
night
LDS
dinner,
friend.
Not
yeah.
Shabbat lunch.
Right. That, no, because it's weird, because who wants to get together on a Saturday
right,
for
it? Other than Jews.
But, right. no, that's how we met my LDS friend. At
what
first.
Do you mean?
Because they came actually in Ithaca.
Yeah.
But he brought, Alex had invited, oh, actually, you know what it was? It was Sukkot.
Okay. Oh, you ate in the hut with them?
So we had invited people because there were a few Jews, but there were other people whose friends with. So we just invited a bunch of people for sort of like a party in the sukkah.
Okay.
That's how I met my LDS friend. Oh. And then she would come to us on like Friday night dinner.
I never invite anyone for Sukkot. I was always a little like, this might be too much.
I don't know.
But I bet you they would like it.
It's beautiful.
And it's funny
we come at night, the lights
yes,
are up.
It's
if,
gorgeous.
If the weather is nice,
right.
you know.
And it's funny because any time we've had like coworkers over Friday night before, Ellie's always like, should we make Kiddush?
Of course.
I'm like, Ellie, they want to see it. He's like, I don't know, it feels weird. Maybe we'll at least just do like Kiddush before they come. And then just, I'm like, they want to see it.
I know. But do you think that's like, part of it? Is it like a little like looky-loo? Like, the only part I feel weird about is like, I don't want them to feel like, I'm like, we're going to do a ritual washing of the hands. You don't have to do that. We're going to do a ritual blessing over the wine. If you don't want to drink it, you don't have to.
Right.
Like, I know that I think.
Did they ever wash with you?
Well, my friend Lizzie, shout out Lizzie. She would just because like, she's like a, I don't know if you call it like Orthodox Mormon, but she's practicing. And she's pretty religious, and I think she was always very respectful of our customs.
Oh, okay.
So she would actually.
Yeah.
But and she was over all the time.
Like, right.
Very good.
Also, the skirts thing actually.
Yeah.
Because I only wear skirts.
Right.
So that was also a question. I remember one of my coworkers being like, "Wait a minute, so like, is your whole closet just like filled with skirts?" And I'm like, "Is yes. your whole closet filled with pants?" Like, yes. And
it's
like,
funny that would shock them.
Yeah. She was like, "Skirts only? Like, you have so many skirts?" I'm like.
Skirts yeah. upon skirts.
Right. I'm like, yeah.
I remember, so again in med school, this guy was Jewish, but he like wasn't really affiliated. And I remember he was so enamored with one of our attendings who was married.
Yeah.
But he was just like, it's just so regal the way she's wearing skirts all the time.
Really?
Like, I remember him that's saying funny. That and I was like, I mean, she's just like, she also covered her hair.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's yeah. funny because, so when I started wearing pants like recently, I think I posted a picture on Instagram once and one of my like coworkers
commented
like, oh, messaged me like, oh, look, you're wearing pants.
I broke that to my coworkers recently. I didn't start wearing pants till after seminary. So okay. I was like 18.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I didn't start wearing pants till then. And they were like in shock.
Really?
Right now I don't look like anything.
Anything with your nose ring?
Yeah. You're always so hung up on the nose ring. So you mentioned like holidays. It's funny. So like, here I would say I don't work on the holidays just because I change my schedule around,
yeah.
but they do make me work on Shabbat, which is
that sucks.
Pretty annoying. But every place before this was like they dealt with me.
Yeah.
And
although I gotta say there are some Shabbats where I'm jealous that you're like not with your kids, that you're away and
you know
you're
what the
working.
Thing is,
I'm like, I wish I could just not
Alex
be here.
Alex did this too, and I remember how hard it was to be alone with the kids on Shabbat.
Well, okay. But fine.
So there's that part. Like Friday night with just the kids.
Yeah,
is
Friday
kind
night.
Of
that's
sad.
Sucks. Yeah.
Anyway, so, but so she used to make the schedule and she was great. She'd like look ahead. She'd find like a Jewish calendar and she'd literally like be like, what's this one? And it would be like Shavuot. You know, like, what's another like weird one? I don't know.
Well, Sukkot is
or even like Purim. And I was like, yeah. Purim's okay.
Right. But and then it's the explaining too, right? Because like right. when I would take off, it would be like I have to take off the first part of the holiday and the last part right. of the holiday. But the middle of the holiday right. is okay.
So I've explained that. I'm like, there yes. are holy days flanking and in the middle.
Are less holy
yeah. days.
But yes. it's still the holiday.
Right.
Like, it's so complicated.
We are complicated.
I know.
Also,
really
by the
are.
Way, we have a shit ton of holidays.
Yes.
Too many fucking
and
holidays.
And a lot of them are right next to each other.
I know. Well, I always say October, September, it's like a landmine.
Yeah, that's just it. Pew, pew, pew. I know. It's crazy. Like, well, and then I think, is it this coming year? They're literally all in October.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, they're all in October.
It's crazy.
I don't know what I'm going to do. It's going to be a lot.
I know.
Wait, I want to see. Oh, you know what came up recently? Was mikvah.
Oh,
so
mikvah.
Someone had got word of mikvah.
I don't think I ever.
So this is
went
when I was like,
coworkers.
I was explaining it, and I'm like,
wait, they asked you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I don't think I ever brought up
we mikvah. It feels so normal. No, I didn't bring it up. I think they had heard.
Okay,
about,
I would never
like,
go there.
They said like, oh, and there's like a bath you go
a ritual
into.
Bath.
Yes. Yes. So, but like literally explaining like, well, just to back it up a little bit, like this is only for married women because
right.
like. You know, you don't really touch until you're married. Theoretically. Anyway. But, you know, touch until you're married. And then, like, explaining, like, and then when you have your period, you have to wait 5 days. And then there's 7 clean days.
Yes.
And then you check yourself.
I can't believe you went through all of this with them.
Well, I didn't. Initially, I was just like, oh, yeah, there's this. But they kept asking questions to where it was all laid out.
Yeah.
And then, like, explaining, like, we get into a bath. But don't worry. Someone's watching.
I know. It all sounds
like
nuts.
It's like, oh, someone's there. Yeah, they need to make sure there's no hair on your back.
Right.
And it's like, no, not my own hair. Just hair clinging to my butt and ass. Like, my
yeah.
back and ass.
You need to check your nails. And
right.
Yeah.
Yes. So explaining all of that sounded absolutely
but
insane.
But mikvah side.
And by the way,
Nina
as I explain it, it sounds insane.
Yes.
Right.
Even Nina. Like, forget mikvah. Like, the fact that, like, married couples, like, can't
right.
touch for 12
Though it
days,
is smart in the sense that, like, it lines up perfectly with ovulation. So
yeah.
there's that. But...
I mean, God knows what he's doing.
Right.
Right.
But just, like, explaining it sounds, like, absolutely wacky.
It's crazy. I've never gone there with coworkers because I'm like, I'm not going into Eden. Like, but this sounds nuts.
Why
I'm
they
like,
ask?
Unless
it
you're
does...
in it, you just can't.
But it does sound nuts.
It is kind of nuts.
It does.
It sounds and it is right. like a little
Or
nuts.
Even, like... They've asked me, people have asked me, like, oh, did you circumcise your son in the hospital or did you do it
no.
at 8 days? Because they know, they've heard of, like, Brit Mila.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, explaining. Because we did all of ours.
Yeah.
You never had to go through
no.
this. I hated them. In our home. We always
Why?
Did it in our home.
Well, save money? Like, why don't you want all those people in your house?
First of all, the first baby I had, I was in residency. It's not like we had a lot of people there. It was not big. Okay. And we just did our house because I want to be able to just, like, take my baby and go upstairs and nurse. Which is basically how I spent. I remember seeing my Rebbitzin in Ithaca at, like, after the Brit Milan. She was just, like, walking around and talking. I used to, like, grab my baby and go up and cry. Like, I was not in any mood for, like, socializing.
I do remember on every 8th day. I just wanted to, like,
nurse and cry.
Every 8th day after my kids were born, I'm like, thank God. Thankful. I don't have to, like, get up and get dressed and socialize. I don't know what I would do with myself.
And I remember someone saying to me, like, oh, you're dressed so fancy. And I'm like, this is literally the only fucking thing that fits me.
Yeah.
Like, you think if I couldn't just be in leggings and my husband's t-shirt, I wouldn't be?
Did you do Shalom Zachars?
No.
Those were clearly invented by men.
No. I put my foot down at Shalom Zachar. What's the point? It's literally like, no. No.
Like, who wants a bunch of men getting drunk in their house? It could be the day after you have a baby. Correct. It's regardless of when your baby was born.
No, we didn't
do it. Who wants that?
We didn't do it.
I would never want that. No. Ever.
Not at all.
Did Alex want one?
You know, I don't even know that he knew it was an option. I didn't let him onto it.
And that was it.
No, why would we? First of all, again, we were residents the first time. We came home on a Friday. Who are we going to invite? Who's coming over?
Yeah.
Like, we're just adjusting, you know.
Did you have, like, a caterer in your house for the bris? Like, that sounds, like, so annoying.
No, I'm trying to think. For the first one, we just ordered, again, there weren't that many people. We, like, ordered some platters.
Right, okay.
And the second one, because where we were, there was no kosher food, my brother brought platters up for us from Baltimore, just, like, bagels and cream cheese.
Okay.
And, like, donuts or something.
Actually,
or maybe my parents did. I don't remember.
For Audrey, Ellie knew the gender, and I did not. I wanted to be surprised.
That's number two.
For our middle one. And Ellie loved having a secret over me. Like, loved it. But I really wanted to, like, be surprised. Right. I wanted to, like, just experience
that. I was surprised with both the boys.
Were you?
Yeah.
You
we both out? Were. We both were. Out. Yeah.
Okay. But Ellie, like, he wanted to know.
Okay.
And, like, I actually for a while was thinking that she was going to be a boy.
Okay.
And then, like, towards the end, I started telling Ellie, like, okay, this is what I would want for a bris. And I was, like, listing all these things. An omelet station and this and that. And he was like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. I'm like,
you're on board.
Yeah, I'm like, you are so not on board with paying any money for any of this.
You wanted an omelet station?
I don't know. Yeah, I wanted a nice bris. If I was going to have a bris, I wanted a nice
one. No,
I didn't. We weren't going to have that. We were poor residents.
I didn't even think about it for that. I hated them. Like, our first, by the way, this is terrible, but, like, our first Moel was in Long Island, and he, like, wrote the book on Brit Milah. He was, like, a famous Moel.
Yeah. Famous Moel.
Yes, and I think we had even, like, gotten his information from, like, our rabbi or whatever. He shows up. He's, like, 1,000 years old. He had one eye that was just not looking anywhere. He had, like, a googly eye. Like, literally, just a googly
eye. I think if I saw that, I'd be like, you're not going anywhere near my child. Would that not freak you out?
What am I going to do? Yes, I was in a fucking panic. And he took forever.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
To, like, where I was, like, losing it. And my friend kept looking at me and shaking her head and going, don't look yet. Don't look yet.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I would die. I don't know.
It was terrible. And he took, it looks great now, just for the record. It healed nicely. He took a lot of skin.
Really?
Like, it was terrible.
Well, he had a googly eye.
He had a fucking googly eye.
No.
Like, literally, he showed up and was like, where's the potty? No. I feel bad.
Was he a Muppet?
He was Barney from The Simpsons. No, I mean, he had a great reputation. He was a great rabbi. And I was just like, what the fuck just happened? With our second one, we used my rabbi from home's son-in-law.
Okay.
And he was great.
Good.
Did a beautiful job. Excellent. Very quick. Yeah. No googly eye. Young man.
Oh, my God.
What did I know? I didn't know. I had no guidance.
Yeah.
That's scary. I hate the Brit.
I'm so happy I didn't have to have that. So happy.
Right. And then I also had my attending from the PICU was there because, like, she was, like, my faculty advisor.
Okay. That's nice that she came.
I mean, I invited her and she came, yes. And she kept, like, saying to me, she's like, did you get any, like, panties? Did you put any? I was like, no, just no. None of it. No, I don't know. I don't know. It's like, he told me to, like, keep the baby hungry because they give them, like, a little bit of wine. And she's like, do you want to give him any sugar water? I'm like, I don't know what I want. I want to die. I hate it here.
Why?
It was bad. I'm trying to think if I had anything else on my list. They have kosher here.
Jews be crazy.
Jews do be crazy. I know. But it's funny because I lived with this my whole life. I don't realize I'm crazy until you start explaining it.
Yeah.
And when you start explaining what we do, including like, okay, Pesach, you rid your house of crumbs, but then on the very night before Pesach, yeah. we hide 10 crumbs. Yeah. And do we just go find them? Nay, nay, nay. We get a light and a spoon.
And a feather.
And a spoon and a feather. I know. Because that is how one cleans up crumbs.
I know. And then we burn it the next day.
Right. And then we burn it.
Yeah.
And then we light a little bonfire.
Right. We have to find the bread that we hid.
Right. We hid the bread.
And now we're going to find the bread.
We collect it with a tiny spoon and feather. Yes. Well, it's a bigger, we have a big wind spoon.
Yeah.
But a big wind spoon
and feather. Oh, I have to buy
that. I think I had mine from last year.
You didn't burn it?
You're supposed to burn the spoon.
I know. I think you're supposed to burn everything.
I don't burn the spoon.
I think you're supposed to burn everything.
Everything is, and honestly, I strongly feel, and this is where we disagree, obviously.
Obviously.
I feel like I might be conservative of heart, but whatever. I feel like a lot of this is very symbolic. And God looks down on us and is like, that's not what I said.
Well, okay. I always say that actually about Pesach in general.
But everything in general.
Maybe, but Pesach in general.
It's Shabbat. Why can't I answer my phone?
No, because.
Because why?
Because you can't.
Okay. Because it's electricity.
Well, some
because,
of the
hold on. Because it's electricity and it's doing work.
Yes.
I would argue I'm doing the least amount of work in the world.
Because it's not in the spirit of Shabbos.
Right.
Shabbat is a day of rest. It's not in the spirit.
Someone other than God decided that it's not in the spirit of Shabbat. Day of rest. When do you work hardest?
I know. True. It's true. Actually, probably Sunday.
But I'm saying people who hurt your house.
I know,
whatever.
I know what you were saying. Yes.
Listen, I'm doing the things. I'm not answering the phone. I'm just saying that I swear God is like, what are these fools up to now?
Well, that's what I always say about Pesach. Like, God is looking down on all of us, going crazy cleaning, buying all this stuff. And he's like, all I said was don't eat bread.
Right.
What are you doing, you fools?
Right.
All I said was don't eat bread.
The truth is, I grew up very much with, like, I went to yeshiva school, and like my friends' families would be like taking toothpicks and like going through the little crevices and like shaking.
Cleaning toys.
And like, toys. And shaking out all the books.
Yeah.
And then at some point in my life, I was like, you know what? No one's eating the crumbs in the books.
Right. No.
Who cares?
Right.
I'm going to clean what I see. I'm going to go to the obvious places, like under my sofa and in my couch cushions.
Which need to be cleaned anyway.
Right. That's where my monsters, whatever.
Yes.
But like if there happens to be like a crumb of something in a corner I don't go to, it's the dust of the earth. That's why we make the bracha. Okay?
Well, your cleaning lady will come and she will clean the corners and she will clean.
Right. And the truth is, like, I don't know how careful she's being, and like, I accept that.
Yeah. I mean, like,
life's too short. Life's too short to be looking for crumbs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not. Like, there are people who like wipe
about the
down
car
all
seats.
The
like,
toys.
Our car seats need to be burned along with the rest of the chametz.
Wait, you have to clean your car seat.
I do clean them, but I'm saying, like, the nooks and the crannies, it's hard to get every little piece
of
shit out.
You just vacuum where you can and wipe
vacuum,
where you can.
I vacuum, and, like, you have to shake those suckers out, too.
Yeah, you really got to shake, and it's like.
Anyway.
Oh, well, I got to clean my car.
So we just got new cars.
I'm so jealous.
I was so mad at Alex because I have been, like, telling the kids you can't eat any snacks. And I go in and I see like bags back there and I'm like, what the fuck happened here? And I was like, did you let them have snacks in the car? And he's like, you know what?
I mean,
that
lasts like a day.
But I'm like, I'm not cleaning this. You're cleaning it. But why can't he just stay?
Have you stayed strong and not let them have snacks?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then after Pesach, is that going to be forever or that was just until Pesach?
I'd like it to be forever.
Of course,
but the reality, is the first time we're going to take a road trip and then it'll be over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, road trips are the killers for cars.
That's all.
Is that all?
I mean, I have other things for, like, we touched on mikveh, brit milah, shalom zachar. Yeah, I think we hit them all.
I know. Jews be crazy.
Jews be crazy.
And on that note.
I hope everyone enjoyed that one. This has been another episode of Verbal Mileage. If you think of any more, I'd love to hear what other crazy things people have.
Or, like, which questions you've gotten.
Yeah. That would be funny.
Yeah. Let us know.
Oh, I do have one more.
Oh, okay.
And I told her I was going to bring this up.
Okay.
One of my coworkers who does not know much about Jews did ask me what church I go to. And I was like, I had to reel it back. I'm like, let's start from the beginning.
Well, it's funny because my kids will ask me, like, what's church? And I always just say, it's shul for non-Jews.
Right. Well, so that's why I'm like, no insults, because my kids don't know anything about it
at all. Right. Like, I never get insulted when I get questions.
Of course not.
No. Because we're also just as ignorant.
And they're not asking in like a mean way. Right. Like genuinely curious.
Yes.
And they've never met anyone like me before.
No one's ever met anyone like me.
I'm the only one. Case closed. All right.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye. Bye.